Welcome to Popular Cultural Sharing. My name is Lawin and I am your host. In this podcast, we give you an outsider's perspective about European life, culture, and pretty much anything that is connected to this continent. So get ready to learn something new in a light and entertaining way. Yeah, so today we're joined by a very special guest. Normally, my podcast episodes are about interviewing people in Europe, but this time it's the other way around. So I'm joined today by Simon, or Sim, and he actually has a YouTube channel. He's German, but he's based in the Philippines and in a very specific part of the Philippines called Tacloban. It's not the biggest city in the Philippines. I actually have not been there as a Filipino myself. And yeah, so today we're joined by Sim. And yeah, Sim, maybe you can introduce yourself.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Lawin. I'm Sim, and I'm living in the Philippines already for 5 years. A few years I stayed in Samar, Eastern Samar, which is like near Tacloban, for all those of you who don't know. And now a year ago, I moved to Tacloban. I'm a German. As a German, I would introduce myself with my profession, which is not that common here in the Philippines, but I'm an engineer and yeah, I'm working in the NGO sector here in the Philippines, basically supporting rural poor people to get out of poverty. That's the baseline of what I'm doing here. And I'm married to my wife, of course. And she's with me here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you spoke about you having this opportunity to work in NGO field in the Philippines. Prior to coming to the Philippines, did you actually know anything about the Philippines?
It happened that way that I was thinking or considering to go abroad to work somewhere abroad to help people who are less fortunate than I am with my background in Germany. And before that, I didn't really consider the Philippines. But when I applied at the agency in Germany, they introduced this option to come here, which is actually connected to the typhoon you mentioned earlier, Yolanda, a few years ago. Because after that typhoon, the NGO and the church I was working with, they started a program in Eastern Samar, a recovery or a disaster recovery program. And that made me think about the Philippines. And of course, then I learned a lot about the Philippines. I had some cultural lessons in general about Asia, but also specifically about the Philippines. Yeah, so I got in touch. This was my first touch with the Philippines. I also had a language training back then in Germany with a Filipina lady. She introduced us to a lot of cultural topics around the Philippines.
So you said you work for an NGO right now, and you also said that you're an engineer. Is there any connection between the two?
Of course, when I worked as an engineer back in Germany, I was really into technology, into mathematics. All my job was around technology and engineering. And now it's kind of different because there are different fields I'm working in. But still, I have from time to time, I have really technical problems. So one idea, for example, of my assignment is really to introduce renewable energies here in the province. So I did with one barangay, with one village, I did a project with solar water pumping. So we had to install a tank and we needed a water pump and we chose a solar one, photovoltaic one. So these are kind of projects that touch my engineering knowledge or my engineering experience, of course. But I'm really also interested in organizational development. This was also a part of my assignment or my work still back in Germany. So really to think about how could organizations work better, more efficient. And of course, with the organization I'm with now, there are a lot of topics on how they could organize themselves better, how could they do better project management, how could they find good strategies, a good focus for their work.
Okay, so it's a bit of a mix between like organizational management, leadership, and at the same time, your engineering background. That sounds perfect. So that's what you wanted. And just about this NGO that you mentioned, maybe you could give us a bit of some background of how this opportunity actually landed on you and what made you accept it.
Yeah, back there in Germany, I'm employed by a sending organization that's sending development workers. So my assignment is part of development work, which means that my assignment is partly funded by the German government to support development work all over the world. And this agency is a Christian one. So they work together with different churches, with different organizations, NGOs around the world that do really broad Christian work. And here in the Philippines, I'm working with an organization that's an alliance, a Christian alliance, like a church alliance, more or less. And they have 800 churches here in the Philippines. Some are urban, some are rural, and some of them are also tribal in the mountainous areas. So it's really diverse. But of course, I'm working more locally here in Tacloban and Leyte, and this is more working with rural people, working with rural churches.
Cool. And now you say that you're in Tacloban.
I've always had this perception of Tacloban that it's a bit underdeveloped. It's actually found in a part of the Philippines that has one of the highest rates of poverty. So it's in an area that's not so rich, not much industry. So you've not just lived in Tacloban, but you also lived in Samar, which is a much more rural area. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about how your life was like in these two places.
When I still lived back in Samar, it was really, really different from my life in Germany. So if I'm talking about Filipino culture, Filipino people, I always have kind of rural Filipinos in my head. I'm talking of because the most lessons about life here in the Philippines I learned in the province. Now, since I live already in Tacloban, which is a big city of 200,000 plus people, it's already still a lot more Western. So meaning, of course, we have grocery stores here. The internet is really strong. And also the culture of the people in the city, they speak more English. In the province, we had a hard time speaking English. So that's why I learned Tagalog, because part of our team was also Tagalog speaking or Filipino speaking. Here in the city, it's really, really quite Western still, and of course the adjustment to the province that was harder for me. It's hard really to tell what my routine looks like, because every day, like you know it also from the Philippines, it's every day is different, and things happen, then it rains and there is a typhoon, so you stay home for 2 days and do computer work in your home office, and the next day it's too hot and everyone considers whatever to not work or to slow down. So I think you know it. But life here is really spontaneous and also somehow related to the people around you. So really figuring out what is their situation, how can I support, how can I somehow relate, connect to their work. Because my role is more the role of an advisor. I have no strict assignments, do that, do this or do that, but more really figuring out how could we as an organization or with the leadership teams also, how could we do things together? And how could I support, or how could I work alongside with you? So it's really more about relating to the people, understanding what's on their agenda, and then figuring out what I could contribute for that.
You mentioned how spontaneous it is in the Philippines. And now that I'm in Germany, I understand how different that must be for you. Because in Germany, it's clockwork. Like people kind of know when to expect the bus that should arrive at this specific time, that today the weather is going to be 17 degrees Celsius. In the Philippines, like, nobody even checks the weather. Like, you just don't know anymore. And the buses, they don't come on time. It's like when it's full, it leaves. And then if not, you won't see it. But yeah, so I'm pretty sure it must have been a big shock to you coming from Germany to the Philippines, especially not in Manila, but like Tacloban or even Samar, which must have been really, really different from your where you're from in Germany. Maybe you can share with us some of the most interesting culture shocks that you've experienced.
Of course, there are a lot of culture shocks. One, of course, that's occurring again and again is, and we also talked about this in one of my series on YouTube, one episode about culture is like the directness or indirectness here in the Philippines of people. Meaning even if someone says yes or no, it always depends on the context, on like the facial expressions, what he said before, what he said after that, if he really would mean yes or no. So meaning sometimes it's quite hard to really figure out how things are meant, like what's happening behind the scenes. In Germany, you could just ask, and people would tell you right front what they think in most of the cases. Yeah, but this is a huge issue. Until now, I think I became better really in reading the people. And I also like the concept of really considering the context someone is speaking in, like not only the words, but how things are said, how someone looks, all the things around the actual words. And really considering this to really also understand what's on the heart of someone, that really helps me. But of course, this is a huge adjustment for me. And then, of course, more practical, what we also touched on earlier, the understanding of time, the pace. Sometimes also things are so slow for me as a German sometimes here. Just last week, I went to do my car registration. And yeah, things just take so long and you have to wait. A lot of times, and you can't avoid it, which has a lot of reasons, but this also slows down life. And sometimes I think, especially for the pure Germans who always look on time efficiency, this can also be a good teaching to not only look on tasks and get things done, but also really live in the moment and enjoy the moment and value time, not only by doing a lot of things, but by really being in the moment.
That actually leads me to my next question, because you said that, you know, Germans could learn from this. But my next question is actually, what do you think like an average German person would find annoying in the Philippines? So you mentioned time. Is there anything else you think that an average German person would be annoyed with there?
Like if I imagine someone really traveling here to Germany and going for vacation, it would be, the time or the pace, that things are probably slower than back there in Germany. And maybe also related to getting orientation. In Germany, we are used really to clear procedures. I mean, you know it because you apply for some documents at the government from time to time, I suppose. And you always have this process and you get your papers and the process and all the forms you need. And then basically, you can find out on your own how it works. Maybe you have a form where you find the instruction, how to do it, how to fill it up, or you go online and then you find the information. But here in the Philippines, some call it a low information culture, meaning you get only a few information. Simple example, the first time we wanted to look for a good hospital here in Tacloban, because we needed to do a checkup, we had to look in the internet. Like we just searched for hospitals Tacloban, and you hardly find nothing about hospitals in Tacloban. But this doesn't mean that there are no hospitals in Tacloban. It just means you don't find it like on the web. You could go to Facebook pages, probably. You might find information there, but the easiest thing is really to talk to people, to ask about their experiences, what they would recommend, meaning you don't get this information. And it's the same in traffic. In Germany, you have all these signboards and you have to follow them. But here you have the pole in the street and no one will warn you. So you need to know. Probably you need someone who would accompany you and tell you this was basically how it worked the first times when we went to Tacloban. And they told me, oh, there's a bumper. You may slow down. That was the first comment someone made the first time. And I didn't get it as a German. What it means, you may slow down. So I thought, okay, what does it mean? We really bumped about the bumper. And afterwards, I knew there was no signboard, but there was someone telling me, and I should really consider what people suggest.
That's a super interesting story. I never thought of this like low information or whatever, but I guess the Philippines is very low information in that sense. But at the same time, it's low information because the expectation is that you rely on other people.
But on the other hand, I really got to love it also, this kind of, of social connection to people, because like you said, it really helps you to relate to people. And I find a lot of Filipinos, it's normal for them somehow to support and to help. I mean, for me as a foreigner, of course, but also under Filipinos, if ever there is an issue or someone needs an advice or support, then most Filipinos I got to know, they are really open to help. And for me, this is really a huge, huge source also of learning, not only to learn through like reading or researching or whatever, but really to ask people for their experiences and also to observe them. This is another trait that I think Filipinos are quite good in, really to observe, not only to ask questions, but really to look how do other people do things, and really learning through observing. That's something I take with me from my Filipino friends here.
I think you've shared a lot about how you're able to understand the Filipino culture and how much of it you understand. Because Filipino culture, on one hand, is very simple, but if you really dive deep, it gets a bit more complicated. And I really like how you understand the complexity now. And yeah, and that kind of leads me to my next question. Now that you understand how Filipinos are, more or less, do you think there are any similarities between Filipinos and Germans, or are they just like worlds apart?
I would say yes and yes. So this is a really, really hard question for me, because I think I could better answer it if I lived still in a third culture, like Germany, Philippines, and then if I could compare it to another culture. But when I think about it, about similarities between the Philippines and Germany, I see maybe two topics, I would say, that are somehow similar. The one is the spirituality, like the spiritual roots of Europe are Christian, and the spiritual roots of the Philippines, at least since the Spain came here 500 years ago, it's a Christian country. I think it's the biggest Christian country in the world with, I don't know, about 80 or 90 million, almost all of them Catholic Christians. So I think this is something that somehow at least connects the cultures, although in Germany the church member numbers are declining and decreasing. But still this value set that comes from the Christian faith or the Christian tradition at least, I think that's still visible, and also you can also feel it. All the churches, all the crosses, people praying also here. If ever I did not meet any Filipino who would say, okay, I don't believe in God. So I would meet a lot of people in Germany that would tell me, okay, I don't believe in God. But here in the Philippines, most Filipinos are really spiritual. Sometimes probably it's not that deep. But still they have faith, or they pray in specific situations when they need support. So that would be maybe one point that connects Germany and the Philippines. And another one would be more from the characteristic or the trait of the people, how people are. Just last week I talked to American friends, and they told me about my German culture. They told me, oh, you are so hard to read as Germans. We can't read you. And sometimes, I'm not sure what it was related to, but sometimes Germans are quite reserved or quite shy sometimes when they get in touch with strangers, with people they don't know. And they need some time to warm up and to get rid of this shyness and really talk about their life and about their emotions and so on. And sometimes I think in the Philippines, it's a kind of the same, that people are shy, like from their nature or from their, how they are, from their character, especially in the beginning. And then you need some time to warm up. And a lot of times I experience it the way that I didn't really feel close to people, but somehow I recognized, although they are still shy and not that outgoing towards me, they feel already really, really connected. You rarely would find Filipinos, unlike in, for example, South America, where I also went, there people would always hug you, although you met them two times, they would hug you, they would like clap you on your shoulders or always look for body contact. This is not really German, and this is also not really Filipino, at least how I as a foreigner perceive the people. They are not really touchy at all.
Yeah, yeah. They're not touchy until the alcohol comes out. And then then they start hugging.
Yeah, okay. That's different. Yeah, yeah, right. That's right.
As a German person, what are the most important things that you've learned in life after living in the Philippines for these number of years?
I mean, for me personally, I'm an impatient person, really impatient. So I want to do things quick and efficient. And maybe this is also part of my profession. Always looking for efficiency, always looking for time efficiency, especially. And here in the Philippines, I really learned patience. And really, that things can sometimes also, it's okay if things take time. And sometimes I'm not able to speed up things because the whole system in the country is sometimes, for whatever reasons, not to blame anyone for that, but sometimes it's slow and I can't avoid this slowness. So I have to go through it and then really figuring out what to do with this, for example, waiting times or with this situations, really to learn patience and to say, okay, light goes on whether I get this today or tomorrow or in 1 week. And really finding this kind of relaxing attitude that you are not always driven by your timeline, but you can also take the time for things. That's one issue. And then the other we also touched on is, of course, communication. As a German, I'm really a word-based communicator. So I put a lot of effort in what I say. So which words I use. I have to think a lot while talking. So this is really a German trait also really to search or to look for your words carefully. And I think it's okay. It's fine. But here in the Philippines, I learned that communication is a lot more. It's also observing, making breaks, listening to people, watching them, observing them, watching their facial expressions, watching their gestures. And then sometimes also watching for how they respond. So sometimes we have a conversation and I don't really know what the person, like we have a lot to do with also with youth and young people. And sometimes I don't know, did he really get my point or my advice I gave him or her in that situation? And then you just wait a day or 2 days and then you see, okay, that's what he made out of it. Maybe sometimes nothing happens and then you know, okay, it wasn't valuable for him or her. And then the other time, you really see something arising out of this conversation and considering this also as part of communication, the response someone gives with his or her action.
Brilliant. I like those answers. Those are very, very valid points. And I also see why you learned that, like, because I live in Germany, I see why those are important things. But how about the other way around? That would be interesting for me to also learn. In terms of like, what do you think Filipinos could learn from Germans?
That's also a good point. Of course, I'm asking myself from time to time because my role is also, of course, to leave some footsteps as a foreigner. And to, I mean, the idea of my assignment is also to change something. And I also always ask myself, okay, which are the parts, maybe also cultural parts, that need change in the Philippines, at least in some situations or in some areas, and where really to say, okay, that's Filipino and just do it the Filipino way. So it's always this challenge between adaption and change. But one thing I could or would like to mention is like what I said earlier, the Germans are really, really time efficient. And I suppose that this is something Filipinos or like if you can say Filipinos, but that this is something really Filipinos might learn. I think Filipinos are a lot more people efficient than Germans. Like they can a lot better connect to people and therefore also give a good service to people, because they, like what I said, they observe, they take time for communication and so on. But sometimes also, besides this people perspective, putting people perspective apart and really focusing on the facts, like on things that need to be done, maybe in conflicts also, points that need to be addressed in order to get things going, not to always beat around the bush or avoiding addressing problems, but really getting to that point. Another point, what I also might mention is, like, really this relational traits of Filipinos sometimes lead to a culture where, like, for example, we have a lot to do with students, and sometimes it feels that the relations are sometimes more important than performance. It's just my impression. It's just how it feels. Like, for example, if you are good with your teacher or with someone from the government or with your doctor, you get benefits that others don't get. So, and in school, yeah, if you like have a good connection to your teacher, then you might get the better grades, although your performance is not better than the others. And I would like also to keep from a German culture, really. Sometimes, of course, sometimes you have to look on the situation, on the people, on the context, but sometimes it's also about really staying with the facts. And if someone is better with his essay at school than the other, so then he has owned, or he should own on, and earn the better grade than the other, because otherwise everyone would be demotivated and only look to have a good network of people that would like bring them farther in their career or in their social life or whatever. I mean, there are always two sides, and I also like the relational culture here in the Philippines. But in some areas, I feel it's fair. Like for me as a German, it feels unfair if you get an advantage only because you know people, the right people.
Honestly, this is a really sad fact that you brought up. And it's one of the things that I really don't like about the Philippines, because we were actually brought up with this idea that it's not about what you know, but more about who you know. And now that I'm in Germany, I realize that this is not the world and it shouldn't be like this. But yeah, it is sad. And I hope, like, in the future, the Philippines can kind of grow out of this mentality and be more about, like, more like Germans, you know, about the facts, like about what you know. And like, I really don't like this so much. But
I mean, the other side is that, and this is something, I mean, I always try to learn also as a German, something I could learn, like, that trust is really a high value. So, and sometimes I think me as a German, I underestimate the factor of trust, even in the professional area, that of course performance and your skills, they are important, and they should be the huge or an important factor in choosing, for example, the right stuff. But still, if there is no trust, you get different problems in your company that could also ruin all the performance, all the skills you have. So yeah, it's always two sides. And yeah, for me, sometimes it might also depend on the situation. So there are situations where I more tend to be relational or make decisions more because of the person. And in other situations, I more do it because of the facts.
So you kind of paved your own path coming from Germany to the Philippines. And I don't think that's a very common path for young Germans to take. What would you say to other German people who maybe have an interest in traveling to the Philippines, maybe following your path, or maybe, you know, just working there full time? Like, what would you want to say to them?
Well, from my own experience, of course, I could only recommend this, because it really changed my life. I didn't learn that much, like, from my professional side or from my engineering skill set. Of course, I learned some practical things around, like, how to build concrete work, or like really applying technology in a very simple and rural setting, like becoming also more hands-on. That's skills I learned from the engineering side. But all these topics we were discussing, like all these cultural topics, all these soft skills, communication, relating to people, also leading people, understanding people. This is all really, really important life lessons I learned. I don't know if it would benefit me in my future professional career back in Germany someday. I don't know. I still need to figure out, but still this is valuable for me as a person. So I could really recommend this. I think it doesn't only apply to the Philippines, but if you come to another country, like you also love, in bring openness for the people, for their way of living. And if you really show this openness, you will earn a lot of friends, because people would always feel and understand that there is someone who really wants to understand them, who maybe ask the simple questions about their way of living and really wants to become their friend. And then it can become a great and an amazing chapter in the life. If you really look back and see, well, for me, I think even with 60 or 70 years, I won't forget this episode in my life. And it would always stay special for me because it's so unique. I think it's more unique than changing a job in Germany or moving to another place. It's even more unique than that. And that makes it special.
I love it. Yeah, I love the mentality. And based on your answer, I definitely know that you are not the average German person with your mentality. So last thing I wanted you to talk about is that, so actually the reason why I'm talking to Sim right now is because he has a YouTube channel and I was watching some of his videos. I commented in his videos to get in touch with him. So that's how we got in contact. So maybe you can tell everybody about your YouTube channel and what you like to talk about.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the YouTube channel is that it just emerged after 1.5 years in the Philippines. And I was really thinking about how to reflect and also share the learnings, like what we are talking about now in more, maybe in an extended version, how to share this and how to make sense of it. And then I started to this YouTube channel where I just started to talk about what I learned here in the Philippines, even why it's worth to go abroad, how I dealt or what helped me with homesickness. Just now, I switched over and do also kind of podcast style sessions with people who are involved in intercultural experiences and also especially in the Philippines. So if you're interested in that, you can just follow me or subscribe to that channel.
Yeah, so definitely check out Sim's channel. Interestingly enough, I've actually been featured, so I've done an interview with him and it's actually already live on YouTube, so you can check that out. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Pop Your Cultural Cherry. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms. To be updated with our latest episodes, don't forget to give us a like and a follow on our Facebook page and our Instagram account.